BASF, and Seneca. Starting pay is $24 an hour with more for experience. BASF offers rewarding careers, top-tier benefits, and opportunities for growth. Apply now at www.basf.com/Seneca. That's www.basf.com/Seneca. BASF and Seneca, we create chemistry. Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. Clemson preparing for a trip to Atlanta this weekend to take on the Yellow Jackets of Georgia Tech in football. Game time will be 12 noon in Bobby Dodd Stadium in Atlanta on Saturday. Now, this will be the 90th meeting all time between Clemson and Georgia Tech on the gridiron. The programs first met all the way back in 1898. That was Clemson's just third year of playing football. And, of course, amid changes to the ACC scheduling model last year, Clemson and Georgia Tech did not face one another last year. That ended a streak of 41 consecutive years in which the two programs had squared off. Clemson does enter the game on a 9-game winning streak in the series with the Yellow Jackets of Georgia Tech. And with a win on Saturday, Clemson would produce its 9th all-time winning streak of 10 or more games against a single opponent. Once again, game time will be 12 noon in Bobby Dodd Stadium. You can catch all the action right here along network lines. We'll start at 9 a.m. in the morning with the Ingalls Tiger Tailgate Show brought to you by Upcountry Fiber. Hope that you can join us, and it should be a good one from Atlanta. As always, go Tigers!
Ships at sea. How are you today, producer Ramona?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. We survived the meeting.
We did.
Hey, I heard my man People's Champ just call, and apparently Ramona, he's been released.
I know. I heard him too.
Apparently, he's been released. You know, I figure he was. What do you think he was down for? About 5 years. 5 years, finally out.
It's been a while.
Finally out, and he's talking noise about us and what he's done against us. He's like 0-100 in bets against us, like 0-100. I don't think he's ever hit a single one, and yet he still talks, which is good, you know. Yeah. So we'll find out whether he gets back in. We have lots to get to. It is Georgia Tech Breakdown Day. It is film study day on Georgia Tech, who they are, what they are, how dangerous are they, what are they going to do, all that stuff. Which players do you need to look out for and why? We'll tell you all about Georgia Tech today. So that's going to be the main focus of the program. We're going to have more college football talk. I've dubbed this weekend Prove It Weekend, and we've talked about these games yesterday in that regard. I think the Georgia Tech Clemson game is one of those games. I think the loser is probably done in the ACC. The winner, I think the winner has a legitimate chance to go on and play for the ACC title and beyond. But I think the loser is finished. South Carolina, Vanderbilt, I think the loser is finished. I mean, South Carolina has big aspirations, but I don't think you can lose this game and meet your big aspirations. I mean, I think if you lose this game, you're basically toast. And we'll see what allowances are made for the SEC at the end of the year, but I think that's the case. I think there are a lot of those type of games this weekend. I think Georgia, Tennessee. You know, Georgia, Tennessee is in the SEC, so that could be a mulligan game. You know, that may not have as much meaning as we'd like to ascribe to it. But on paper, it's a big game. You know, Quack asked me about that game. I just don't know. I don't know. I was listening to Quack and Ben on my way in. I basically agreed with everything they said. I have no feel for that game. None. I mean, I think normally this is a game, and I think Quack said it correctly, normally this is a game that Georgia just whoops up on Tennessee. And if you go by that, then you should expect the same outcome. And that's what I thought 2 weeks ago. Now, I don't know. You know, I heard somebody last night on national radio talking about what an incredible defense Georgia has. And I'm like, what? How do we get to that? How do we get to the fact where Georgia has the point where Georgia has an incredible defense? Kirby himself has talked about the fact he lacks depth and he lacks this and he lacks that. And the two most talented players off that defense are playing the National Football League. So, I mean, how are they a great defense? I mean, I think that the jury's still out on that. Honestly, I think we're still in the information gathering phase on this football season. The way I look at this, I think we need at least one more week's worth of information before we get any feel for what any of these teams are, because I don't have it right now. I'll tell you that. I don't have it. I've not seen any team this year that I've looked at and thought, man, that's a dominant team. They're playing for the national title. I haven't seen any of that. I mean, some might want to say Ohio State. I mean, I think they've looked all right, but you know, I mean, I thought the Ohio State Texas game lacked offensive identity. And I don't care who I don't care what little sister of the poor you play after that. That means nothing to me. I don't care if you beat somebody 70 to nothing. That is completely irrelevant to me. It means absolutely nothing. Those stats mean nothing. The game means nothing. It's irrelevant. And so I don't think you glean anything from those games. Now, I'm not saying, you know, I mentioned this yesterday. I'm not saying that there aren't going to be elite teams at the end of the rainbow. I think there might be. I think Penn State still has a chance to be one of those teams, but I don't think they've been that so far. That's for sure. I mean, game one, they couldn't block Nevada. Best offensive line, two best running backs in America, blah, blah, blah. They couldn't block Nevada. So I don't think anyone has yet raised their hand, and I'm not sure anyone's going to for a while. This might take a while to sort itself out in terms of who's really elite. Now, because of that, no matter what you think your team has looked like so far, you're not out of anything, right? Because I don't think anybody's looked good. Now, at some point, one or two or maybe more teams will raise their hands and say, hey, we might be elite. But so far, I haven't seen anything that looks elite. Therefore, no matter how poorly you think your team has played thus far, your team is still in it. Your team is still in it, no matter how poorly you think your team has played. And that certainly applies here. But on Prove It Week, we're going to find out. Because one or the other, Clemson or Georgia Tech, is probably gone this weekend. One or the other is probably done. I mean, that's the reality of the situation. You know, from a Clemson standpoint, I don't think there's a path to recovery as a playoff team if you lose to Georgia Tech. I just don't. I think this is it. This is it. The LSU game seemed of monumental importance when it was played. Well, it's been trumped. This game way more important. Way more important. Because, you know, look, we told you off season the Clemson LSU game was important, but it was also an OSC game. And so from that standpoint, it really wasn't important at all. It's a more of a perception thing. And Clemson, you know, not being able to beat any of these SEC elite teams of late, it was more a perception thing. It doesn't mean you can't get to the dance at the end. This game is going to determine that. Because, you know, again, we always talk about big games and this is a must and this is a must have and that type of thing. I don't know that there's ever truly such a thing because, you know, 2 weeks from this date, from this weekend, there'll be some other must game, or 3 weeks, there'll be some other must game. But in the here and now, this game seems vital. It seems like an absolute must have from a Clemson standpoint. I'm not sure you recover from losing to Georgia Tech. So, it's big. It's big. There's no way around it. South Carolina Vandy is big. It's big. You know, Diego Pavia, let me remind everybody, Diego Pavia, among all the things he said, also said that he returned to Vandy to win the national championship. That's what he said. Now, I know we all think that's nutty, but this dude beat Alabama, and he almost beat Texas, and he beat Auburn and Hugh Freeze multiple times, and one of those was when he was at New Mexico State. And he just walked the dog on Virginia Tech. So, you know, he may look pudgy, his brothers may be in prison, but the reality is that...
That's wrong.
Well, no, not... I'm just repeating the facts, right? They were both arrested. It had nothing to do with me. I mean, I'm just reiterating. I'm just reiterating. You know, the most proud moment of their lives is not that their brother is the star quarterback for Vanderbilt. It's that they managed to get arrested. Because you could tell in their...
Probably been there, done that.
Yeah, but in their mugshots, you could tell how proud they were. They were very proud.
Yeah.
Very proud of that moment. Which led them to that. So we've had too much of that at the start of the college football season. Family of quarterbacks who just can't keep their crap together while their family member star are performing. It's hard to understand. It's a little hard to understand. I don't know if that's going to be a season-long thing. I don't think it's necessarily good for the game, but we'll find out. In any case, hey, there's my man Stanford, and look at June. We've got some people on we haven't seen in a while. We're going to talk about Georgia Tech. We're going to talk about the contest games from a week ago. I can't get going. I mean, I like every close game seems to have gone against me. I'm not whining about it. It's just the way it is. Sometimes they go against you. Sometimes they go for you. Maybe it will flip flop. We'll see. You know, I think there were some things that happened in some of those games that were interesting. Most notably, the official interference with Jennings in the SMU Baylor game. Which I think is actually one of the worst things I've ever seen. He changed the nature of the game by knocking SMU's quarterback to the ground. He sacked SMU's quarterback. The official sacked Jennings, SMU's quarterback, at a point in the game where SMU was seeking to take
the
control.
The official?
Yeah. Yeah, on a first down play from plus territory, Jennings reverses field, and the official, who's not supposed to be in the way, was in the way, and he knocked Jennings to the ground for a 9-yard loss. they never recovered, and they had to settle for a long field goal, which they missed, and there was no way Baylor was going to stop him. Baylor was on skates at that point, but hey, man, stuff happens. What are we going to do here, Ramona? Well, let's get Stanford and Troy here in this first segment. We don't normally do that, but Stanford generally calls in this segment. Stanford, how are you? Good to have you. Is he there? Stanford! Hello?
Hey, can you hear me?
Oh, there we are. There we are. Stanford.
Hey, sorry. I was on mute because it's a little windy where I am.
Okay,
but I wanted to say, you know, I'm proud of my Trojans in their fight against your Tigers. I know it wasn't exactly the best Clemson performance, but it was nice to at least see Troy do well after last year.
Yeah. They look pretty good. I think the Meadows kid at tailback is a player.
I was about to ask. Mainly, you know, I listened to that first segment, and it was mostly, you know, talking, you know, towards Clemson and about how you know, subpar the performance was. So I wanted to ask what your thoughts were on the Troy players individually and how they played as a team. Are there any good players, you think?
Yeah, I do. I think you've got some guys on that team who are going to play in the NFL. I wouldn't even be surprised if that includes Meadows. I want to see a little more from him. But But yeah, I think you've got some players on that team. I actually think that team is better than I thought going in. You know, they were a 4-win team last year. I think there were a lot of expectations for the same this year. I think they look more like an 8-9-win type team, and that's just not based on the results. That's based on individual players and talent. I thought Goose at quarterback played well. I know there were some turnovers, but you know, I think he'll clean that up moving forward. I think that the Meadows kid at tailback, I think you've got a cornerback who's a great player. I thought your defensive line got some pressure. I thought you got some pressure off the edge. So I thought there were a lot of things to like about Troy. I haven't looked at the rest of your schedule, but just watching what I saw in that game, I think Troy looks more like maybe a 9-win team on their level.
Yeah, no, I thought it was a pretty good performance. As for last year, a lot of that was because
injuries.
We had no receivers.
Yeah.
And Goose Crowder was out for the entire season, that made a big difference.
Lost.
We ended up on our third string for 6 games.
Yep. That was a factor, no question.
Yeah. The other thing I wanted to ask about was Auburn is 2-0, which I kind of expected, but I set the over-under on them this year for my page at 5.5 wins. So do you think they'll hit over or under that?
Oh, way over. Auburn,
you think so?
Yeah. Auburn's actual number, I think, was 7.5, and I gave that out as an over, as a higher. I think Auburn goes way over that. I think Auburn is... Look, I think Auburn should have been a 9-win team last year. They gave games away that they controlled the entire game, and they gave them away at the end because of shoddy quarterback play. Well, Jackson Arnold is an upgrade at that position, and he doubles as a talented runner. And I think you've got real talent at receiver now with Coleman and Singleton. And I think Auburn was impressive winning 38-24 at Baylor. I think Baylor's a good team. I think that's an impressive win. I think Auburn's going to go on to have a really good season. And I also think that's going to include beating Alabama's brains in on the Plains. I think Alabama sucks, as I've said for months. And I've said they're a 5-loss team, and I think they've already proven that.
Now, what do you think about the calls for DeBoer's job?
I think he's over his head. I think that people love Kalen DeBoer, but they love him at places that aren't named Alabama. And I think that by season's end, I think there's a really good chance he'll be out. I just think that they're a 5-loss football team. I hear people who actually got it completely wrong about Alabama, and that included Florida State and everything else, were picking Alabama to win the national title. And because Alabama beats an absolute nobody, now they're back on Alabama saying, well, they still think Alabama's going to do this or still think Alabama's going to do that. I don't know where they get that idea from. I think Alabama has problems, major problems. I think the defense is pedestrian. I think the offensive line is overrated. I think the running backs are pedestrian. I think actually quarterback is a positive thus far, but you're going to have to find some sort of way to run the football. That includes getting Jam Miller back and keeping him healthy. But even Jam Miller, he's sort of just a guy. He's not special, but he's the best runner that Alabama has. And without him, they don't have anything because the whole Alabama running game is gone. Haynes is at Michigan, Milroe's in the NFL, and Jam Miller got hurt.
Yeah, it sounds like it could be definitely an issue. I'm a little lower on Alabama than I thought. I thought they might win the SEC, but now I think that'll without a doubt be LSU at this point. But that's really all I got for today, honestly.
Thank you, Stanford. Yeah. Good talking to you. Yeah, I mean, I think LSU, Texas, Georgia, I think Auburn has a chance to be in the hunt. I think it's early still, and we need to see a little bit more. But I do not think it's going to be Alabama. Even though I think Simpson played I think he's been the surprise. Quite honestly, I think he's been the positive, and maybe that bodes well. Maybe if he continues to play well, maybe they get a couple games that I'm not giving them now. But as of now, I still think it's a really suspect football team. We'll talk more about it on the other side. We got a lot to get to. June, you'll be up first on the other side. Walt Tip, Tulip Road Rage. Quick break.
60 years is a long time, especially when you're talking about how long a company has been in business. But that's exactly how long Joe Roberson and Son have been servicing and installing roofs right here in the upstate. 60 years. That means that many of the roofs you see every day, your neighbors, the roof at your favorite restaurant, or even the roofs you're driving past right now are likely a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Now you might be wondering why so many people here in the upstate have chosen Joe Roberson and Son for their roofing needs for 6 decades. And the answer is simple. They were founded on the principles of providing quality workmanship, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. When you work with them, you won't pay a single dime until the job's been completed to your satisfaction. So if you have any roofing needs, do what so many people in the upstate have done for the past 60 years. Make it a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Call 246-0886. That's 246-0886. Or visit robersonroofing.net.
Power outages aren't just inconvenient, they can also be critical. The team at Blue Ridge Electric is always on standby, ready to restore power as safely and quickly as possible when outages strike. Report an outage at your home or business through our mobile app. See real-time service maps on the app and check our social media accounts on Facebook, Instagram, and X for restoration updates. Download the Blue Ridge app today to report your power outage. Blue Ridge Electric. Built on service, wired to deliver.
Sweet summertime is coming to an end, and all parents know what that means. Back to school preparations. You have the school supplies, new backpack and clothes, but what's the one thing your son needs? A fresh new haircut that will start off his school year right. No matter what age, feeling good about yourself is always in style. Let him be his best self this school year, and call Roosters for your appointment today at 884-8920.
East Main Furniture in Easley, where every day is a sale day. Come find deals on living room, bedroom, dining room, lamps, rugs, mattresses, and occasional furniture. Brand names like Lazy Boy, England Best, Ashley, Catnapper, Liberty Furniture, and Vaughn Bassett, all at discounted prices. If we don't stock it, we can special order it for you. With 90 days same as cash on purchases over $300, we make it easy. East Main Furniture, located at 829 East Main Street, Easley, or call 864-4426-054 today.
We all know and love Eggs Up Grill, but did you know they cater? From brunchy buffets to breakfast samplers, wraps, sandwiches, and salads, Eggs Up Grill has the best catering options in town. Are you a business owner or office manager looking to elevate your next meeting or party? How about a coach looking for your next team meal or box lunches? Visit Eggs Up Grill of Clemson, Seneca, or Greenwood. Ordering couldn't be easier for pickup and delivery through Easy Cater. Just visit eggsupgrill.com and click on the catering button. That's eggsupgrill.com.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I am just like my mother.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's Mattress Firm's once-a-year sale and clearance. Get up to 70% off a wide selection of top brands, plus a free adjustable base, all with free and fast delivery. Deals this big won't last long, so don't miss out. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Hey, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of 2 national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get 2 unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed. Which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Upstate's home for sports talk.
It entertains me. I enjoy listening on the way home.
105.5 and 97.5 FM. We are The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Lots to get to. Some terrible news nationally. Charlie Kirk, who is a well-known figure in modern political circles today, he is he's a thoughtful, introspective guy who is opinionated but is fair, and he goes around to college campuses. He tours college campuses, and he attempts to engage in meaningful, open hearts and mind conversation. Well, somebody decided today that they should take his life. And, you know, he has a wife and children, and he has been shot. Terrible news to report, and apparently there's a lot of question as to whether he will make it or not. And that is an absolute abomination. It's an atrocity. And what's even more atrocious, I'm not going to even look this up because I don't want to see it. Ben Milstead came in here and told me I was doing a break. I'm not going to look this up because I don't want to see it. But apparently people are celebrating that, putting photos of his family up and celebrating that. You know, if that's you, you are sick beyond belief. It's just pathetic that we can't engage in conversation. And that's all Kirk does. He's opinionated, but it's conversation. I mean, as a little kid, your parents used to teach you, like, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. And so this guy, again, he's not rude. He engages young minds on college campuses and tries to present a different viewpoint, which should be the focal element of every collegiate campus. We are a melting pot of people, and we ought to be a melting pot of viewpoints at collegiate campuses, where we welcome people with different thoughts than our own, and where we are free to debate them on those elements. That's the American way. If you don't like something that Charlie Kirk says, you debate him. He gives you an opportunity. An almost limitless opportunity that he's presented to college kids all over America. This is not a college kid that shot him, allegedly. It was what appears to be an older white guy, from what I've been told. I have not seen any of this as yet. And I'm not sure I even want to. But it's just an absolute atrocity. The last thing on earth I expected to hear. And what's really sad, it's funny, Rona. I did not like Joe Biden. And I thought it was clear that he was in absolute terrible mental decline. I would never, never have gone on a social media platform, my social media platform, and celebrated his death if he were to die. Never. I would respect him, the office of the presidency. A week ago, we saw people celebrating that Trump was allegedly dead. Just celebrating. Basically dancing in the street. Now it's more of the same. Somebody with a different viewpoint, and the answer is not just to shoot him, but then to turn around and dance on his grave, or potentially dance on his grave. Again, at this hour, we do not know Charlie Kirk's status, but All I know is what Ben told me, and he said it didn't look, it doesn't look good. So I don't know. Time will reveal that truth one way or another. But it's just beyond sad that a guy who openly engages people in conversation and goes to college campuses to try and get young minds to engage, positively, negatively, just to engage in conversation, to have thoughtful conversation, that someone felt it necessary to try and take his life. I don't know what's wrong with us. We're broken. We are broken, and the notion that people would celebrate a man who's married, has children, would celebrate and hope for his death because he has viewpoints which differ from your own, that makes you a pathetic individual. It just does. There's no way around that. There's something wrong with you. There just is. I don't root for anybody to die. And if I do root for anybody to die, it's the guy on this North Carolina train who just killed a Ukrainian girl. I root for him to die because he deserves to die. But I don't root for anybody who has a different opinion than my own to die. Nobody. Nobody. There are people I don't care for. I don't like their opinions. They don't coincide with mine. I would love to debate them. That would be my tool to defeat them. It would be to debate them. All killing him does is prove he was right. All attempting to kill him does, all that accomplishes is to prove that he was right. I don't know. I'm done with it. I'm done with that. I'm going on to sports, and it's difficult. It's another terrible mark, indelible mark on us as a people. And on social media as a whole, because again, if there are people out there celebrating this, there's you need to check yourself. You need help. There's something wrong with you. June, how are you, June? Good to have you.
Thanks for having me on. How y'all doing today?
Good, June. Appreciate you getting in. Thank you.
All right. I just want to say that I totally agree with you. On a lighter note, I'm sorry about what happened. On a lighter note, I agree with you on the college football landscape.
Yeah.
You cannot tell who's good. You can't tell who's dominant. You can't tell if fans are buzzed by anybody right now.
Yeah, and, that's what it feels
like.
That's
the NIL, really. I mean, because the player field is really getting even. I mean, it's a lot of teams that can get good players now. And one team can't stockpile a bunch of players. So now the money's spread out.
Yeah.
And that's why you can't tell.
Yeah, and you know what else, June? We don't know whether some of these players are being affected by the money. You know, like, for example, I had a guy who is a follower of mine on Twitter today, and I said something about Cade Klubnik and what he had produced in the two prior years, and he wrote, you know, basically it was sort of the rat poison thing, you know, saying that, well, Cade hasn't handled, you know, the positive publicity well and whatever. You know what? I'm sorry. He's a senior. That's his job. That's what he's supposed to be able to do. That's not my fault. That's not anybody in this industry's fault who said positive things. I mean, you can't have it both ways. You don't like it when we say negative things, and now you don't want us to say positive things because somehow that's going to affect you. I'm sorry. That doesn't fly at all with me. I don't buy that crap. You know, look, the best players on these teams, June, they're getting paid like pros. They're getting NIL, loads of NIL money. I'm sorry, once you're like a senior and you have loads of NIL money and you have everything going your way and positive, don't blame the media or anybody else if you fail. It's not our fault. I mean,
right, if you haven't developed by the time you're a senior,
right,
you're not going to develop.
Right, and we're and so you don't like us saying positive things about you, and you don't want us saying negative things about you. What would you like us to do? Come on the show and and whistle friggin' Dixie all day? I mean, what would you have us do? What are we going to do? You know, I mean, I'm sick of that. That's absolute nonsense. This has nothing to do with us. This has nothing to do with the media. This has nothing to do with the fans. This has nothing to do with rat poison. It's your job to play better. Play better. You know, you didn't like it. When you weren't playing well, you apparently didn't like it that you were criticized. Now, when people have big expectations for you based on last year, you know, now someone writes me and says, yeah, but, you know, those expectations are what caused them. No. Save that. This has nothing to do with us.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thank you, June. Good speaking to you as always.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I've had enough of that. Okay, I've had enough of that. I think that's the most laughable thing ever. You know, a lot of these guys are being paid like pros. They're experienced players. Right? I mean, it's not anybody else's fault. I hear this all over the country. You don't want criticism when you play poorly. But when people have expectations for you and praise you and have expectations, now if you don't meet those expectations, it's still the media's fault. It's still the fans' fault. That's bull crap. That is absolute paranoia nonsense. Save that for somebody dumb enough to believe any of that. This has nothing to do with us. Cade Klubnik playing well, not playing well, anybody in his position, in a similar position, has nothing to do with us. We're not winding him up. When he throws the ball, it's not us throwing the ball. Listen, there are certain expectations that come with being a senior. There are certain expectations come with the achievements of the last 2 years. There are certain expectations come with massive NIL money. There are certain expectations, and if you don't live up to those expectations, that's not because of something that I said or somebody else said. That's ridiculous. I mean, it's one of the most laughable assertions I have ever heard in my life, and it keeps getting parroted and repeated. Rat poison. Save that. This comes with the entitlements. This comes with the money. This comes with the vehicles. This comes with NIL. Walt Tip to the Road Rage, quick break. JJ, I'm coming right to you on the other side.
Start your game day right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics as the Tigers travel down to Atlanta to take on the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. Your broadcast day will start at 6 a.m. sharp as we'll get you ready for game day with the Tiger pregame show. Then we'll turn it over to Fax and Childress and his crew for the Tiger tailgate show at 9 o'clock. Don, Tim, and Reggie will have the call of the action. And then Dono Clark and I, live in studio, will have the fifth quarter show for you to wrap up all of Saturday's action. Don't miss a moment of a Clemson game day right here on The Roar.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit CantyCanFixIt.com.
plumber fast.
I always call One Tom Plumber.
One Tom what?
Here, dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. Or just tell your smartphone to call One Tom Plumber. They promise to be there in an hour.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
It's football season, but don't forget the real MVPs in your life. Score big with a stunning gift from Turner's Jewelers. From custom diamond studs to an eye-catching necklace, we'll help you make the right play with our jewelry. And when it's time to say, I do, let our experts help design your own championship-worthy ring. Family-owned and trusted for generations, Turner's brings all-star service and southern charm. Visit us in Seneca's Applewood Shopping Center or at turnersjewelers.com. Turner's Jewelers, a winning experience from start to finish.
Break out the bell bottoms and fire up the disco ball. Staying Alive is back at the Walhalla Performing Arts Center, October 3rd and 4th. It's the ultimate Bee Gees tribute, bringing the groove, the glitter, and all the hits you love. From Jive Talking to Staying Alive, this high-energy show will have you boogieing all night long. Don't miss your chance to relive the golden age of disco. Get your tickets now at WalhallaPAC.com.
2008 was an incredible year for me and my family. Not only was it the year that I became head coach at Clemson, but it was also the year that I found the only dealership I need for sales and service. Toyota of Easley is my kind of place. If you are considering the purchase of a new or used vehicle or need your current vehicle serviced or repaired, then I encourage you to go see the winning team at Toyota of Easley. Be sure and tell them Dabo sent you.
Ariat delivers the best in men's Western apparel for the job site, the rodeo, and date night. Ariat offers a wide selection of patterns and styles, from plaids and checks to embroidered prints. Color-rich solids, Ariat's performance shirts are tailored with advanced movement features. From fabrics designed with cooling comfort and sun protection technology, from retro to classic, new west to old, whatever your style, Ariat has you covered. Shop Ariat at Harrison's in Malden and Spartanburg or harrisonsusa.com. Harrison's, the home of work, Western, and wow!
From kickoff to cash out, ESPN Bet has the tools you need to score more on game days. Bet smarter with stats at your fingertips. Get personalized parlays built just for you. And with your fantasy team synced right in the app, you can back your squad. Right now, new customers get $100 in bonus bets when you bet $10. Sign up with promo code USL to get started. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Walter Tula Road Rage. By the way, every single person on the text line agrees with everything I just said. Every single person writing in and saying, yeah, it's ridiculous. And the whole rat poison thing's ridiculous and everything is it's ridiculous. And I think that's right. Now, is NIL part of the problem? Maybe. Maybe. That's what Ray and Anderson asked. He said, well, is it possible the money itself is a problem? Look at the people who come into a little money and never had it. Like a settlement or a suit. Yeah. Look, I think that is conceivable, that's part of the issue. I don't know. But, you know, I just know that, you know, and by the way, my point here was a broader base point. It wasn't just related to Cade or anything like that. It's related to this whole notion, you know, that, again, if you're critical, the players don't like criticism. If you're overly positive, apparently that's a bad thing to be too. So again, what would you have people in my business do? You know, see, from my standpoint, I just call everything like I see it. But if you're returning everybody, which you are, a higher percentage in the Clemson case, if you're returning everybody, a higher percentage than anybody else is, then people all over the country are take note of that. and they say positive things about you because there was reason to. You're in the playoff last year. You made a great second half run against Texas. The quarterback has 66 touchdowns the last 2 years, total touchdowns, which was tied for the lead in FBS nationally. All the receivers are back. Like we talk about the world being the same, his world being the same. And then someone wants to say, but Walt, don't you think it's the people saying positive things about him that could have? No. And if it is, then that's still their fault. That's certainly not any fan's fault. It's certainly not anybody in my industry's fault. We're not the ones playing. We're not the ones who trailed Troy 16-3 at the half. Yeah, I'm just not having that. You can sell that somewhere else. That's just garbage. You know, again, especially because a lot of these guys are now being paid like professionals. You know, play better. And then, you know what? Play better, and then you won't need any excuses or reasons. That's the answer. And I mean that nationally. I'm talking about across the board. It's not player specific. You can get in if you want, 654-767. And by the way, lots of people thanking me for the things I said about Kirk. Yeah, I mean, it's just pathetic that in this world we can't discuss and disagree. I mean, basically it's all we do in sports. We disagree all the time. Sometimes we call each other names. But then 20 minutes later we're good because it's what we do. But college campuses and this world we live in should be open to thought. It's the very definition, in my mind, of a collegiate campus, which for too long has been one direction only, where students had to seek safe spaces from different ideas when they were presented to them, where they couldn't even listen or hear or tolerate. Charlie Kirk was making that world a better place. He was introducing his own ideas, whether you like them or not, it's irrelevant. He was introducing his own ideas, conservative-based ideas, to college campuses that aren't exposed to a lot of conservative-based ideas, quite frankly. And he was introducing these concepts to college campuses and engaging in friendly debate at college campuses all over the country. He was actually making this world a better place. By doing so, he was opening young hearts and minds to different ideas. And again, they weren't forced, they weren't compelled to agree with them. They were free to debate. He was just offering a different perspective. And I watched a lot of that. I've seen a lot of his conversations with kids on college campuses around America. And a lot of it was really interesting. And quite honestly, some of the ideas from the students who were liberal-minded were interesting as well. It was just interesting conversation and debate. It was good for this world. It was good for this planet. And Charlie Kirk was making the world a better place. But somehow, he's Captain Evil. And somehow, there are people who are celebrating the notion that a man who was the father of children and had a wife may have lost his life at the age of 31. I don't know. Okay, I'm done with it. I can't do anything about it. I'm on to sports. I've just spent 1 hour on stuff I had no intention of talking about today. Sometimes that's the real world that we live in, and sometimes live on air you're forced to change course. I'm going to get back on course. I want to talk about Georgia Tech today, and I can't fix the rest of this world from 3 to 7. JJ.
Hey, Walt, how are we doing?
Hey, JJ, appreciate you getting in.
First of all, prayers out to Charlie Kirk and his family and those that were there that saw the awful thing. That's all I want to say about it. Just prayers for our country. We need to get better. Yeah. I agree with you 100%. Now, to get on to sports. First of all, Walt, I do remember Dabo saying that he put Vezina in for that one situation because he wanted to get him used to situations like that. Could this also be Dabo saying, you know what, Cade is just not performing in certain situations. Yeah, he's still my quarterback, but I'm going to get this other guy ready just in case I need him to be in a situation like that. And then my last one thing I want to ask you about is Wake Forest and NC State. I've been able to cover Wake Forest this year, and I tell you what, Claiborne is a beast.
Yes.
And I think Wake Forest is going to upset NC State Thursday night.
Wow.
Give me Wake Forest 35-14 over NC State.
35-14 for Wake Forest. I don't know, JJ. I don't, you're not calling me from happy hour, are you?
No.
On the Christopher Vezina stuff, I look. Cade Klubnik is the quarterback of this football team, all right? And that's what Dabo Swinney wants, and he wants Cade to play better. And it'd be nice to get Antonio Williams back, which I think would help Cade play better. I certainly still believe in Cade Klubnik's upside, and I think Dabo Swinney does as well. Now, having said that, you're still playing for all your goals. If you get to a point where all your goals are no longer attainable, then I think that will be the time that you see more of Christopher Vezina. You know, in other words, if Clemson loses a couple more times, if Clemson loses to Georgia Tech, for example, maybe drops another one and it suddenly doesn't look like your goals are attainable, then I think you start to think about next year and beyond. And at that point, you could see some change. But for now, I think you're still status quo until the status quo of Clemson being alive and competitive for all their goals has changed.
Okay. Well, like I said, I still think Cade's our quarterback. I don't want him to leave because I really want him to go on to the pros and have a good, you know, a good career. I don't wish nothing bad against Cade. When I heard Dabo say that situation was created on purpose, it just made me think, well, maybe there's something we don't see that in practice, whatever, that maybe they're like, okay, we just need to get Vezina just in case, get him ready to do what we need him to do if there's a situation where Cade is hurt or, God forbid, not playing well. You know, either one is bad, but I want Cade to be good. So, Clemson Nation, I'm not rooting against Cade. I want him to have a great career. So I want that to happen. But definitely Wake Forest over NC State. Wolfpack goes down. Goodbye.
Thank you, JJ. Thank you. We'll see about that. I know JJ is locked into Wake Forest. He covers Wake Forest. I think this is still Cade's team. I think you need to get Antonio Williams back for him. I think that's a big piece of this puzzle. And again, I think Antonio is the actual best player on the offense. And I think it's sort of proven right now that this offense does not look the same without him. And I've already indicated why that is 100 times. I know people join it in different times, but you know, the Cliff Notes version of it is Antonio Williams affects a bunch of different positions. He affects the quarterback because without him, the quarterback's not the same. He affects the entire receiving corps because he's the leader of the group. And when he's gone, two becomes one. Two's not ready to be one. Three's not ready to be two. Four's not ready to be three. So on and so forth. It has a domino effect on all of these positions when you don't have him. And that's a problem. I mean, and it's a problem that I'm not sure there's an answer to. I think it's very important that Clemson has Antonio Williams and that he's reasonably healthy for this Georgia Tech game. And I'm under no illusion that this is going to be an easy game. We're to talk about Georgia Tech and what they offer and what they bring. But you know, listen, Cade Klubnik needs to play better. He knows it, obviously. But I don't think you can – I think it's important to remember that this dude still accounted for 66 touchdowns the last two seasons. This stuff did not come from nowhere. The expectations for Cade Klubnik did not come from nowhere. He's been a heralded guy ever since he got here. He's been a part of the Heisman conversation since his freshman year, whether rightfully or wrongly. But the last two seasons, he produced 66 total touchdowns, which was tied for the top mark in all of college football. So he's returning all that with all of these, you know, all the pieces that surround him also all returning. And this was the reason for the expectations. And they are reasonable expectations. Very reasonable. So, you know, what happens now, I don't know. But I think that this game against Georgia Tech is enormous. It's enormous to this team in the year 2025. It's enormous to Cade Klubnik's future in the year 2025. I mean, I think this is a really big game. I mean, if Clemson were to lose this game, I mean, it suddenly feels like things are spiraling out of control, where you would have lost two out of three. You would have two out of three this year. You would have the other game, you trailed 16-3 at halftime to a team that you were a 33-point favorite over. It wouldn't look good. It wouldn't feel good. I mean, I don't even really want to be here on Monday if Clemson loses this game, because the reaction will not be good. It just won't. So, look, I seldom use the term must win, as I mentioned earlier, because must wins have a habit of being vacuumed away, and then 2 weeks later, there's an all-new must win because other people lost and these other things happen. But in the here and now, in the snapshot of this particular moment in time, this feels very much like a must win for this football program. You know, it's less so for Georgia Tech, because Georgia Tech has expectations, but they didn't have Clemson level expectations coming into the season. Nobody was talking about Georgia Tech as a top five team or a team capable of winning the national championship. They weren't getting that type of attention or acclaim. So for Georgia Tech, it's almost a free shot. For Clemson, there's pressure in this. I always say this. We always overrate that element too, especially media. We'll pick one team and say, oh, they have all the pressure. Both teams have pressure. But in this particular spot, Clemson may actually have a little bit more pressure. Quick break. We'll be right back.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
From kickoff to cash out, ESPN Bet has the tools you need to score more on game days. Bet smarter with stats at your fingertips. Get personalized parlays built just for you. And with your fantasy team synced right in the app, you can back your squad. Right now, new customers get $100 in bonus bets when you bet $10. Sign up with promo code USL to get started. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
Warm weather offers a great opportunity to get creative in your kitchen and your backyard as you're preparing meals for your family, friends, and neighbors. And nothing makes your creativity more enjoyable than the selection of ingredients you'll find at your neighborhood Ingles Market. From hand-cut steaks to seafood, locally grown fruits and vegetables from right here in the Carolinas. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, or a weekend cookout, rely on your local Ingles to have what you need.